last week, depending on who you are.
So welcome to day 14 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. So to begin, let's just start by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Landing in the space that you're in, the physical space. Landing in your body. Let go of the morning you've already had. Travel, breakfast, cold, can't find your mittens. Couldn't find my hat this morning. Luckily, it's warmer than it's been. Just let yourself arrive. Present moment awareness. Be here now. And continuing our discussion of resilience, we're about to embark on the next inner resource. Actually, there's 9 inner resources that we'll be talking about for the rest of the 40 days. And today, what leads the parade is grit, which I was kind of surprised. I don't think of grit as an inner resource, but Rick Hansen says it is, and I believe him. And it's a sense, we'll talk about grit in a couple of different ways, but the way that he introduces it, and I think it's really interesting, is the sense of agency. Just feeling as if you're capable. And without a sense of agency, you can't work on any of the other resources. You can't make change, you can't take action. And it's actually the opposite of feeling helpless or a victim. So even if you don't know what to do, feeling that general sense of that you'll be able to do something, that you'll be able to meet the challenge. So I want to invite you today to really notice the ways in which you feel a sense of agency in your life, this, the way you're making choices, whether it's something simple like the green scarf as opposed to the red scarf, or leaving a conversation that's difficult, or making your point again, or doing some research, or changing a little behavior. So noticing all those ways in which we do make choices and we feel that sense of agency in our lives. And using HEAL, of course, really noticing that, seeing if you can stay with it a little bit, absorb it into your experience, really feel into the ways in which you're capable. You make choices, you have agency. And letting that be the ground of your practice today. So shifting to the more formal practice, again, taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground, noticing that you chose to get up this morning and do this. And then from that sense of being grounded in your own capabilities, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid. Checking into and connecting to your natural human dignity. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front. Resting your hands comfortably and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.